Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you because you've been better. Better than good to me, Lord. I am truly grateful. I am truly humble. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you every day for doing what you do in my life, Lord Jesus. I thank you for giving me the joy, Lord Jesus. The strength, Lord Jesus. Your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus, are new every morning. I thank you. I just thank you for touching my family, Lord Jesus. I thank you for touching my church family, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you just guide me today, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit reign, Lord Jesus, on these words, Lord Jesus, that they touch each and everyone's heart, mind, and soul. All this I ask in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You know, when you know, I know that we are a week out from finishing our consecration. And you know, with everything that has been said by each and every person that came up here and spoke before me, I was asking myself, I'm like, well, what can I say? You know, what can I say? You know, I just want to just hit on a few points that were given previously. Sister Deanna, you know, when she started us out with renew and refresh and live a consecrated life, you know, she gave us some good things to follow. You know, it's like we have to learn from our past. We have to grow with the help of God. You know, our bodies are our temples of the Lord. You know, then we went into Elder spoke, and she shared with us how living a consecrated life transformed through rest. I mean, steps to renew ourselves, you know. I mean, I was just in awe with that caterpillar story. I don't know. I just look at a caterpillar different now, you know, and the beautifulness of how it comes out as that butterfly. You know, and Minister David we were living a consecrated life. The fire of God tried but not burned. It was like he said, through the fire, we will not be burned or defeated. You know, we all have testings and trials and situations, but we have to go through, you know, endurance. It makes us stronger, you know, and it builds our faith, you know. And then Pastor, you know, was continuing our spiritual growth, and he gave us awesome key points, you know. I encourage you all to just go back and listen. You know, I had the chance to re-listen to you, Sister Deanna, and Minister David's messages, and they were awesome. But, you know, Pastor wanted us to focus on our relationship with God. He wanted us to pray for growth, you know, and you know, and start with prayer every day, you know. So I just praise God, you know, for, you know, just being able to, you know, just feed off of, you know, what each and every one of you all taught, you know. And like I said, we are like a week out from our completing our church corporate consecration. And, you know, I just came up with some questions. And I said, after the consecration, how do you feel? Do you feel any different? I mean, say, and I said, how do you continue to live a consecrated life? I know I didn't give y'all any scriptures, but I'm going to give them as I read them. All right. Amen. Amen. Leviticus 20, verses 7 and 8. And I said, and one of the other questions I said, was your consecration a success? Leviticus 20, verses 7 and 8. It says, dedicate yourselves exclusively to the one true God and become holy, for I, the eternal, your God, am holy. Keep my directives and practice my commands, for I am the Eternal who sanctifies you. Now, I looked that up also in the New Living Translation, and it says, so set yourself apart to be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep all my decrees by putting them into practice, for I am the Lord who makes you holy. And, you know, when I went back and I answered some of my questions, and I was like, when I answered the questions above, I said to myself, I will live a consecrated life one day at a time. Now, when you talk about consecration, you know consecration is to make something sacred, to devote yourself to God. That's something I and we should do every day.
Amen.
And you know you can't say consecration without saying fasting. You know, because when you fast, it's the denial of food, water, and then other things and habits that may prevent you from getting closer and hearing God. When we do this daily, it brings us closer to God. It helps us to cleanse our bodies, develop discipline, and prepare ourselves to be used for God's purpose. Now, the practice of consecration through the Holy Spirit helps us manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You know, and we know about those fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. That unconditional love, that joy, that peace, that patience, that kindness, that goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Especially when we encounter those trials and testings that hit us in life, that in life every day, that Minister David shared with us when he taught a couple weeks ago. He told us about in Ephesians 6 about being prepared with that full armor of God. I'm telling you, when you wake up and you leave your house every day, you're going to have on that belt of truth. I mean, that breastplate of righteousness, that shield of faith, that helmet of salvation, and that sword of the Spirit. We have to pray. And we have to ask God for the gospel peace. I'm talking about peace in our hearts and our minds, because I'm telling you, the arrows are coming at us daily. I mean, you know, just this morning, you know, Satan, I mean, it is so weird. He comes through people close to you. You don't want that, you know. That's why you have to stay prayed up.
That's right.
I mean, because if someone says something to you that's not right, you can come back to them with the word. I'm talking about a word that's vicious. I'm telling you, when you say something, ain't no taking it back.
That's right.
You know, yeah, there's a sorry, there's a forgive me. Yes, it is, but it's always still going to be there in your mind.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We have to make sure that we continue to put on that full armor of God. That's in Ephesians 6, so we can take a stand against the devil's schemes. It's important for us to continue to consecrate ourselves, because remember, although we do it for ourselves, it's for God, and we don't want to let him down.
Right.
We always have to seek God first, as the word tells us in Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Some may think consecrating and fasting may not be for them, or it might be too much of a sacrifice. But sacrificing for God, however, is an important discipline,
yes,
which fasting teaches us, and it brings us exceptional clarity and a better connection to God. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, we've heard this all throughout this consecration. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is the true and proper worship.
Mm-hmm.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, offering your bodies as a living sacrifice, we must live in a continual state of surrender and consecration.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For God made Christ, whoever sinned to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." And you know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because sometimes He always puts, I guess, things in my mind, and sometimes I don't know where to go with them. But I praise God. But God kept saying, "Write the vision, make it plain." And I was like, "Lord, what does Habakkuk 2 have to do with consecration?" And it says, Habakkuk 2 says, in the Amplified, it says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries toward the goal of fulfillment, and it will not fail, even though it's delayed. Wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay." And it made me think of Elder. Elder always talks about her vision board. You know, I have two little square white vision boards at home. I mean, I write some things on it, but I have a journal. I don't have a big vision board, but I have a journal, and I write everything in it. Elder wrote the vision, which was our free spirit consecration, right here. Mm-hmm. It's in words. She shared it, and we picked it up, and we ran with it. And that's what God wants us to continue to do. He wants us to continue to write our visions, you know, continue to write them. If you got a journal, if you got a whiteboard, continue to use it. Go back and look at her vision. Look at this vision. And, you know, we have to run with it. We can't hold on to it. We have to share it with others. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. So in closing, if this 21-day consecration helped you experience a difference in your body and in your mind, after clearing out some of the unnecessary mess,
yes,
it may and should inspire you to make it a permanent change.
Yes.
I encourage you all to prioritize your spiritual life over your earthly life. Draw closer to God through prayer, studying, and reading your word. Building on that, I'm going to say on that vision board, building on each other, building each other up, and act accordingly to his will. Because remember, consecration isn't a one-time thing, but a daily act.
Hallelujah.
Commit yourselves to the Lord every morning, I mean every day, and do your best to follow his will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Today, Lord Jesus, I just pray that those who have heard will continue to consecrate their lives daily and every day to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.